As we begin the Besachta, and we speak about Hilchos Chalamoid, one of the halachas that keeps on reappearing as an essential halacha in Hilchos Chalamoid is the halacha of a davar avi, which means that if there's loss involved, the halacha is that one could do such a halacha on Chalamoid. The first mishnah of the Masechta teaches us that a davar avid is mutter, but it's only permitted to be done when there is no tircha involved. And the Rishonim, the Ritva, explains that why is a davar avid mutter indeed on Chol HaMoed. So he repeats the Yerushalmi that he often mentions in our Masechta that is the basis for Hilchos Chol HaMoed, where the Yerushalmi says that the whole point of Chol HaMoed is supposed to be days where we learn and daven and remember the Chasdei Hashem and eat and drink. If someone, therefore, says the Ritva, is faced with a situation where by not doing Melacha, he will be in distress because he's facing a davar ha'ovid, that's when Chazal recognized that we should be lenient for this person. The halacha is that a davar ha'ovid, even a ma'isa umin, is permitted. And as the Ramban, quoting the Ravid, says, when we speak about davar ha'ovid, it's up to Chazal to determine. It's up to Chazal to determine what is considered a davar avid and what is not considered a davar avid. What is considered tircha yisera, which, as we just mentioned, the first mishnah of our Masechta and the first gemara of our Masechta teaches us is prohibited with a davar avid, and what is not considered a tircha yisera and is therefore permitted in a situation of davar avid. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, similarly discusses Machnas Adam Peroisa of Bnei Ganovim. The Chazal allowed a person to bring in his fruit if he was concerned that they may get stolen. Kane the Shoyle Pishtonim in the Mishra. He could pull his flax out of the pool of water where it's soaked. They used to soak the flax to make it soft. That could be pulled out on Chol HaMoed as well. B'shvil sh'loi t'aved. Because if there's a situation where there is a concern that if it's going to remain in that water for too long, it'll get deteriorate or get stolen, Chazal allowed us to take it out of that pool. However, the Mishnah makes a very important distinction and says, "Ubavach lo yiskaven es melachtoi lemoid." As long as he didn't purposely intend to bring in to do this work on Chol HaMoed, recognizing that Chol HaMoed he's off from work anyway, it's the perfect time to get this work done. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, v'kulam im kivnu melachtin b'moy, in all of the situation, if one deliberately said, I'm going to create a situation of davar ovid in order that I should be able not to have to, in order that I should not have to do it any other time, chol HaMoed I'm free, then the halach is yoivdu, v'kulam im kivnu melachtin b'moy, yoivdu, it becomes hefker. Machlokes Rishonim, does Bezdin have to make it Hefker, or does it automatically become Hefker? But the Gemara says that even though our Mishnah indicates that by Dover Ovid you could bring the Peiris that are out in the field in a situation of Dover Ovid into your home, says the Gemara, Tanavachi Yechnisim B'tzinal Toif Beisai, they could only be brought into your home quietly. And in fact, the Gemara speaks about a situation where there's such a dilemma came up, where Rabbi Yosef Havelei Kishuri, Rabbi Yosef had beams. Eilina b'yamama, and he brought him into the home by day. Amalei Abayi v'atani v'atshi yechnisim b'tzina b'toch b'esoi. And by bringing him during the day, everybody will see that you're transporting your beams. Amalei tzina d'hani yamamahi. We always have to measure what is less and more, or more of an issue. And he says, this is considered a situation of tzina. Kivin d'layla boy gavri yaseir. At night, since it's dark, so you need more people to carry these beams. Bom mit kuri denura, and you'll also need torches to light up the dark. So the night is more of an afshemosa. So it's interesting that the Rishonim point out that our Mishnah spoke about two cases. One was the case of the beams being brought in, and one was the case about the flax being taken out of the water. But the Gemara, when it speaks about needing to do it quietly, only speaks about the beams. Doesn't speak about the flax needing to be done quietly. Similarly, we had a Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph that said that we could use a hammer when it's a situation of Dover Ovid. So, a hammer certainly makes noise. Why weren't Chazal concerned about noise if we're learning now that you're supposed to do it Bitsina? So, Ritva makes a very important distinction. One, he makes a distinction. Sometimes the Dover Ovid is obvious. Sometimes the situation that it's a Dover Ovid is obvious. And that case, there is no need to do it Bitsina. Everybody realizes that the reason I'm doing it is because it's a Dover Ovid. The flax in the water. Everybody sees that that flax is deteriorating. However, in a situation where it isn't obvious, somebody sees me bringing my beams into my home, doesn't recognize that it's doesn't recognize that I'm bringing the beams in because I'm concerned they may get stolen. That's when tzina is required. The Ramban makes a different distinction. So in other words, the Ritva's distinction is that there are two categories of Dover Ovid. There's one category where it's obvious that it's a Dover Ovid. There, Chazal were more lenient versus a situation where it's not obvious that it's a Dover Ovid. It is a Dover Ovid, but it's not obvious. That's one distinction that the Rishonim make. The Ramban makes a distinction, a simple distinction. He says, where it's possible to do it Bitsina, so certainly one should do it Bitsina. But if you have to use a hammer, and by definition, whenever you're going to use a hammer, it's going to make noise, so there is no requirement for Tzina. And the third teretz that the Magen Mishnah suggests, and we're going to speak about this still further, it is a difference between a Vadai Dover Ovid and a Sofik Dover Ovid. In a Vadai Dover Ovid, there is no need for Tzina. By a Sofik Dover Ovid, there is a need to do it Bitsina. And in fact, the Bir Halacha seems to say that we should always, this is the Bir Halacha in Simen Tuf Kuf Lamed Ches, the Kain Shoyle Pishtonai, the Bir Halacha seems to take the approach that wherever we could do something when we have a situation of a Dover Ovid, if we could do it Bitsina, it's preferably. Furthermore, the Rishonim point out that even, as we said before, Tirchi Yaseira is never permitted by a Tirchi Yaseira is never permitted by a Dover Ovid. One more very important point, and that is, and we've made this point in a previous year as well, in the name of Chazanish, where Chazanish teaches us that even though the first Mishnah of Amasechna, where the halacha of Dover Ovid is established, distinguishes between, compares, rather, the halacha of Dover Ovid and Chol Hamoed to the halacha of Dover Ovid on Shemitah, says the Chazanish, there's a very fundamental difference between these two situations of Dover Ovid. The Chazanish says that on Chol Hamoed, Dover Ovid, the heter of Dover Ovid, is extremely subjective. And what may be a Dover Ovid for one individual is not a Dover Ovid for another individual. Versus, says the Chazanish, by Shemitah, the halachas are the same for everyone. And whatever is considered a Dover Ovid is a Dover Ovid. Whatever is in the category of a Hefsid, of a Dover Ovid, is in that category for everyone. And if it isn't, then it isn't. What makes particularly difficult learning the halachas of Dover Ovid is because most of the situations that are discussed in our Masechta, particularly at the beginning of the Masechta, in regards to Dover Ovid, are regarding working on the field, watering the field, and those halachas, which were very critical in the time of Chazal, where they live in an agricultural society, become much less critical nowadays, where we live in a very different type of society, where most of the work we do is not on the field. And that makes learning the Hilchos Dover Ovid, the halachos of Dover Ovid, more complicated. Not only does it make it more complicated, but as I saw, the Paiskin point out, that even working on the field is different nowadays than in the time of Chazal, as the Chazanish points out. In those days, working on the fields was much more labor-intensive than it is today. Today, much is automated. And in fact, therefore, says the Chazanish, whatever is going to be mutter and working on a field really won't make a difference what that field is growing. If it's trees or produce or vegetables or flowers. In all of these situations, he says, nowadays, if all it takes is to flip a switch to water these fields, and the field will have benefit by that watering on Chol Hamoed, certainly that's permissible. Of course, he says, even though all that's involved is flipping a switch, even if there is no purpose or there is no gain to the field by doing this on Chol Hamoed, it may not be done on Chol Hamoed as easy as it is. And similarly, the Shulchan Aruch discusses extensively different activities that they did in order to exterminate the different insects that are in fields and trees. Nowadays, of course, and obviously it involved great tircha because it was all done by hand. Nowadays, given that it's much easier, they just spray different chemicals and different disinfectants. Obviously, one could be much more lenient in this situation nowadays. As we begin speaking further about the halachas of Dover Ovid, so one of the first shailas that the Mishnah Berurah here, in fact, discusses is the situation of a suffic Dover Ovid. We can never be sure, obviously, or very often, we can't really be 100% certain, are we facing a situation of a Dover Ovid, or are we not facing a situation of a Dover Ovid? And this is the discussion in the first Bir HaLocha, here in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin. And the Mishnah Berurah's approach to the Shaila is essentially, we have to decide, is it Matsui or not? Is it likely, are we likely to have a situation of a Dover Ovid? And if we're likely to have a situation of a Dover Ovid, we could be lenient. And if not, we have to be more machmer. Many achroinim, the primogodim, and many achroinim actually want to say that this question is really connected to the question, which we've discussed extensively in a previous year, is the halacha of melacha and chalamayit, a deraisa or the rabbanon. And if melacha and chalamayit is a deraisa, so of course we have the rule of a suffik deraisa lekula, l'chumra. If on the other hand, it's a situation, if it's melacha and chalamayit is the issa the rabbanon, we have a rule of suffik drabbanon lekula. There's a fantastic tshuva on this very issue in the Shalos Tshuvos Mashag, Chelek Beis Simen Yud. And the Mashag, at the beginning, wants to suggest, as we just said, that there are many achroinim that speak about a Suffolk Dover Ovid and say that it's connected to the question, is Melochan Cholomoyed Issa Daraisa or Issa Darabonim? He quotes his Rebbe, the Maram Shik, who has a tshuva on this issue in Chelik Yerideya Simen Shin Ayin Vav, that wants to say that actually every situation of a Suffolk Dover Ovid is a situation of a Suffolk of a Sfek Sfeika. Why is it a Sfek Sfeika? First of all, it's a Suffolk. Is Melochan Cholomoyed an Issa Daraisa or an Issa Darabonin? And even if it's an Issa Daraisa, but here we have a Suffolk, is this a Dover Ovid? And therefore he wants to say it's considered a Sfek Sfeika. And even therefore, if you hold Melochan Cholomoyed maybe an Issa Daraisa, one could be makel by a Suffolk Dover of it. But he, at that point, disagrees. And he says has a very important discussion. He says, whether we say it's a Suffolk Daraisa, or whether we say it's a Suffolk Darabonin, the rules of Suffolk cannot be applied here. Why? He says, the rules of Suffolk are applicable when we're in an after-the-fact situation. Simple situation. We have a piece of food. We don't know is it kosher or is it not. So if it's a shaila that the food may be osa deraisa, we say suffik deraisa l'chumra. If it's a shaila the food may be osa, but it's only osa derabonon, we say suffik derabonon l'kula. But that's in an after-the-fact situation. Here we're not facing, he says, an after-the-fact situation. Here we're facing a situation where somebody is asking us, may he do something on Chol HaMoed? And that's not where we apply the concept of Suffolk, the Raisa, Suffolk, Rabbanon, Sfek Sfeika. He compares this to a very well-known halacha concept, with the halacha paskins, Shema Meis, Loi Chashinon. We need not be concerned that somebody passed away. However, Shema Yomis, Chashinon. So we see there's a difference between the past and the future. And he brings rias to this. He says, we find in many places in Shas where Chazal, for example, did not allow us to sell food that was pas akum or bishul akum. Specifically, the Gemara discusses pas akum, selling it to a goy. Now let's think about it. Pas akum is an issa d'rabbanan. If I'm going to sell to a goy, what's my concern? What's Chazal's concern? That he may go in turn and sell it to a Jew. But that's a suffik. And why do we say Safik Drabonon Lakula? The answer is, we don't say Safik Drabonon Lakula on something that will be. We only say Safik Drabonon Lakula on what was, not what will be. And similarly, he discusses situation where different animals, are they considered kosher or not considered kosher, even though we could rely on a Sfek Sfeika. We can't rely on Safik Drabonon, we can't rely on Sfek Sfeika before the fact. So if that would be the case, it should seem that everybody should hold that a Safik Drabonon, we should be Makel. We should be Machmer. But actually, he is Makel by Dover Ovid. And there's two ways of understanding, I think, what he means to say. One understanding is that that's exactly what a Dover Ovid is all about. That Chazal, when they said that if we have a situation of a Dover Ovid, we could be Makel and Chol Hamoed, what Chazal was saying was that it makes no difference if it's a Vaday Dover Ovid or it's only a Safek Dover Ovid. The reality that we have here a Dover Ovid is enough of a reason, is enough of a reason for one to be lenient. That's one way of understanding. I think that's the simple understanding of what he is trying to say. But there's a deeper way of understanding. And it goes back to what we discussed at the beginning of our shiur. At the beginning of our shiur, we discussed that why indeed were Chazal Makel by Dover Ovid. So the reason is because the whole purpose of Chol Hamoed, why were Chazal Machmer? Why may we not work on Chol Hamoed? The reason we're not allowed to work on Chol Hamoed is, as we quoted the Yerushalmi, because of Chol Hamoed, we're supposed to be learning and davening and eating and drinking and working. If I'm busy working, I'm obviously not going to be doing all of those activities. But if I have a Dover Ovid, so I won't be able to eat and drink anyway. I won't be able to concentrate on learning anyway because I'm busy with my Dover Ovid. If that's the case, it makes no difference if it's a Dover Ovid, Vadai, or it's a Safek Dover Ovid. In all situations, I don't have the ability to learn and the ability to daven because my mind is distracted. And therefore, there is no reason to differentiate between a Safek Dover Ovid and a Vadai Dover Ovid. In both situations, one could be lenient. Furthermore, the Steichemet, as we've mentioned in previous shurim, has a contrast on Chol Hamoed, and the Steichemet says that not only could one be lenient by Dover Ovid, but let's say there's a situation where for my friend, he's faced a Dover Ovid. For me, there is no Dover Ovid here. Says the Steichemet, if my friend's Dover Ovid, for somebody else's Dover Ovid, I also could work on Chol Hamoed. It's similar, and he quotes it from the Ksav Sofer, and he brings a very nice Reis Raya. Just like we learn, he says, that the halacha is that we can do work on Chol Hamoed if somebody doesn't have food for Yontif. And not only can we, but even if I, Baruch Hashem, have food, but I have a worker who needs food, I could do work, I could open my business so that he could have food. So we see that when it comes to Hilchos Chol Hamoed, Chazal did not differentiate between me and my friend. And therefore, just like I could do Malacha for Dover Ovid for my own purposes, I could do Malacha for somebody else's Dover Ovid as well.